It's Excellent Educators Day here at the radio station, brought to you by Ising Garden Center and Sassy Frass Ladies Fashion Boutique. I'm on the phone right now with Brian Auld, teacher at Lindale Heights Public School. Brian, the first question we do ask is just to learn a bit about yourself. Were you born and raised in Norfolk County? Or I guess, if not, what brought you here?
Yeah, so no, I was born in Simcoe, and I've lived in Norfolk my whole life. I went to a school that's now a brewery, if you know about it's New Limburg Brewery. Do you know where that is, out in Nixon?
Yep.
Yeah, so I went to Nixon Public School. It was called South Windham Central School then. And so I went there, and I went to Simcoe High School, Simcoe Composite School. And no, I've lived in Norfolk my whole life, so it's a nice area.
So you've been a teacher for how many years have you been teaching now?
28 years.
I guess over that time, sir, I guess, what have you seen in terms of in teaching styles and stuff like that? What's one thing that you've really seen change over the years when it comes to teaching styles?
Yeah, if I think back, obviously, when I first started, there weren't any computers in any classroom. So most teachers taught directly either on a blackboard, right? So you're using chalk and a blackboard, or you're using an overhead. So obviously, the teaching method and the style is a lot different now, right? You're teaching on a smart board, or kids have access to so many computers and technology. That's probably the biggest change that I've noticed. My first job was actually in 96. I supply taught for a couple years, and my first job was when the school board bought a whole infusion of computers. So 96 was the first year when all the schools had a computer lab, you know, and so students were becoming getting onto technology starting in 96. So my first two and a half years, I was a computer teacher. So all the students would come down to the computer lab, and my job was to try to show them some of the programs and teach them a little bit. So I would say that's probably the biggest thing I've noticed is most of my teaching is now done through technology rather than on a blackboard. I do a little bit of blackboard work during the day, but most of it's through the smart board or students on computers. And with virtual learning, everybody's on a computer all day, it seems.
Well, and we'll go into that right now, actually, because you mentioned with virtual learning. I guess like you said, like a teacher who's been 20 years experience, what's it like to pivot to that virtual learning model?
It's tricky, right? Because as a teacher, you're used to being in front of kids, you're used to interacting with kids, and it's pretty hard to do that with virtual technology. Obviously, you can see the kids, but when you're teaching, you're looking at your own screen, so you can't see the kids, and you can't interact with them as much as you can. It's you don't get that immediate feedback from kids, right? Whether they can understand something or if they have questions, it's a very different experience. So it does take a lot to get used to that. I tell my kids every day in my morning meeting, I said, it's weird to stare into a blank screen and try to get across your point and your lessons, because you just don't get that feedback, you know, that one-on-one you get with kids in a classroom. So that part is difficult. And, of course, trying to plan your lessons, too. You're trying to make sure that everything works, all the video clips work, and everything that they need to click on works. So it's a lot more involved, obviously, trying to plan everything so that it works for parents and for kids. And some kids can't get on when you're necessarily on in the morning, so trying to make sure that it will work for them in the afternoon or evening if their parents are home. So, yeah, it's been a real struggle. I think it's a struggle for everybody, for both the kids and for the teachers, trying to make this all work. But hopefully this is not going to last too much longer.
Now over that time, have you had to change some of the ways that you've interacted or worked with kids? I mean, obviously, you saw through some of our Facebook comments, there's the students who had you as a teacher back when you first started, and there's parents who have their kids in your class now. Each generation speaks highly of you as a teacher. Is there anything that you had to do to change your teaching style over that years, or is there still kind of a core thing that spread those timelines that work with every student?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing really over the years is establishing good relationships both with parents and with kids, right? So, and I don't think necessarily over the years, kids haven't really changed that much. Obviously, there's a lot more technology. Maybe attention spans are a little bit shorter when it comes to trying to reach them and keep them active and engaged. But like I say, the main thing is to have a good relationship with the student, and a lot of that comes from having a good relationship with the parent. So if you establish at the beginning of the year that you know you're on the kid's side, you want to see them succeed, you want to see them do the best, and you know every parent is the same way. Every parent wants the best for their kids. So I think establishing you know that relationship with the parent, you know that it's a team, that we all want the best for the student, I think it really works. And I think that's worked for my whole career, right? Just making sure that you communicate with parents, you let them know how your child's doing and where they're having success and where they're, you know, in need of some improvement. And I've really had good relationships with parents at all the schools I work with, especially at Lyndale. Like, Lyndale's an excellent community. The parents are really involved. So I think that's the biggest thing. And having that good relationship with the parents, like I say, and with the students as well. If students like you and respect you and they want to try do their best for you, I think you end up with a pretty good situation.
And that's one thing too that sort of touch on, said I know you've taught like Elgin, Lyndale, in the Norfolk general area here. Is there something about working in I guess a small town style school that you feel has benefits over like the say like a Toronto area school?
Yeah, and I was at North for 5 years. North doesn't exist anymore, but I started at North. That was where my first 5 years were. So it was a really, really nice small school. Like it was obviously it's in town, but it still had that small school feel, right? All the kids and the families, you knew everyone. So I think maybe working in a small town, you really do know the community well. You do know all the families and I haven't had the experience teaching in a big city, so I can't really compare that. But I know working in Simcoe, you really do get to know everyone. Most of the teachers live right in the community or outside of it. So you see your students at the grocery store and the hardware store, and right, you see them in baseball games and hockey games. So you really, I don't know, you develop a good sense of community with the kids, and the kids know you as someone that's in the community and someone that's, you know, my own three kids, they go to school here, and so my students and my kids sometimes play sports together, and so I you just get that sense of community, that sort of a teamwork kind of idea, right, where the kids know you and you know all the parents. Like I said, I've taught you, and I taught your kids, and so there's a lot of situations where I have kids of kids that I've taught, so it's a nice